Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. Yes, we're getting together and discussing last night's episode of Gotham. The episode was called A Bitter Pill to Swallow. It aired on Fox. And alongside of me, I have my other Gothamites, all the way from the VRO.com, Variety Radio Online, however you want to say it and look it up. Amy McCracken, what's up, Amy?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Internet.
Yay, you sound good.
Yay!
Sweet.
Now, don't give too much praise because this is just the start of the show.
That is true. People, if you've tuned in to our recaps in the past, sometimes Amy is just... But so far, so good. Let's keep our fingers crossed. So I got my notes here. I'm ready. Boom, 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 boom. I got a couple of clips that I want to play.
We got clips.
Yes, we got clips. You haven't heard them. Okay.
You must have really liked this episode.
You know what? I told my wife today, I was like, you know what? I got to take Gotham up a notch. You know, like the baby, my little son, just got me running around. And I was like, you know what?
Normally what they do.
I got to get back to my roots. I got to get to my roots, my clips. But yes, I really, really enjoyed this episode. I was tweeting about it last night. Oh man, insane. It was crazy. So let's just talk about the first clip that I have here. I just want to get into, Alfred and Bruce. Alfred and Bruce shared a few words last night, Amy.
Bruce needs a spanking.
And here it is.
Alfred just needs to like...
Whatever, watch!
What's a lovely couple of rakes from the ironmongers? Suggest we get outside and get... Adam isn't cowed. Did not expect to see you here.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Alfred.
That must have been your car I saw idling on the main road. Now, in light of recent events, I suggest you get in it and you leave.
Ooh.
Immediately.
I invited her and I want her to stay.
And I'm ordering her to leave.
And it's my house and I give the orders.
Oh, is that so?
It's okay. I don't want to cause any trouble.
Smart girl. Off you pop.
Hotel.
Ooh, and there's that hotel key.
They're like 9 years old and they got hotel keys.
It's money, man. When you got money, you can do anything.
No, he needs Bruce needs to be put over Alfred's knees and have a good spanking.
Oh man, that was Bruce was like, I give it to Bruce for like getting some balls. But come on, Alfred's only looking out for him.
Exactly. You don't grow balls to the people that have took care of you.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? He tried to... And you know, it really, I thought when Bruce stood up to him, I thought Alfred was going to back down. But no way. No way. He was not. But it was good because I think Alfred sees it. He sees that Theo was going to just take the company away. Mm-hmm. And she's a little minx. So I'm glad Alfred sees that. So that was one of my favorite scenes because it just gets a little insane more after that. And then at the end of this, Bruce still, after being told for his own good by Alfred, the dude tries to sneak out and bam, Selina, mini Catwoman, pops in. Were you surprised to see her?
I was. Do you think that Alfred caught her? Or do you think like he got in touch with her somehow?
No. I think... Now, I don't think so. I think she just popped up, probably saw it going down.
Yeah, because she has been watching.
She has. So she's looking out for her. I really want to see. I'm really glad, though, because I really want to see what's going to happen when Selina's like, I got the goods. I got the dirt on this little snatch face. And I'm going to show you, Bruce. What do you think it is?
I have no idea. Maybe video? Because she has. She's a cat. She's been sneaking around.
That is true. I don't know, but I'm excited. And I just hate it. I hated the Gotham writers in the show. They were like, let me show you. And dun-dun-dun. I was like, whoa!
I know. Okay, was this the fall finale?
No,
I remember seeing something.
We have one more episode next week, and it's going to be called The Son of Gotham on the 23rd on Monday night. And then... it's the mid-season finale, fall finale, whatever you want to call it, on November 30th. So we got two more Mondays. So I'm hoping we better. I'm going to be really, 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 really mad if it's like, fall finale, but we'll let you know when we come back. And I'm like, no! Bastards.
Yeah, they better give us a date.
All right. So my next set of notes, I know you were like, oh, he's so macho. He can throw me around anytime. Gordon.
Well, no, I want to know, how did he do that?
Dude, Gordon was a beast in this episode.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, and that one chick descending assassin after assassin. The elevator fight, outstanding. That was probably one of the best elevator fight scenes. I tweeted out, probably one of the best elevator fight scenes I've seen in a long time since Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Did you ever see that?
Did I ever see that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris Evans. That's another one that you're
hello?
Like.
Hello? No, not it. Just Chris Evans. Captain America's my favorite superhero.
Is he really?
Yes, him and Superman.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do you only like them because, like, they're hot and sexy? Or
no,
do, like,
no,
you really...
no. Ever since, like, you know, when growing up, Dad was like, you got to pick two superheroes. You got to pick Marvel. You got to pick one from DC.
That's a lot of pressure for a seven-year-old.
That's exactly. So I was like, well, give me your comics. And he had, you know, all these comics that we were reading, and I was like, I like Superman. Yep, Captain America.
At a young age, you were already thinking about with your down there.
No, I was not. Oh my goodness.
So disgusting. Moving right along. Elevator scene. Awesome. That was badass. And then the three assassins come in and attack him, Barnes, and that cop, that lady cop. Outstanding. I mean, I'm telling you, the action in this episode with the whole Gordon circle thing was just
badass. Do you
think
it's Gordon's real mother?
His real mother.
Because he said, he's like, who sent you? He was like, your mother.
Oh, that, no! Gosh, is that what you... you see the weirdest things.
No, I just think... I think outside of the box.
You think out the box, down the street, around the corner, to another continent.
Like, but what if it was?
It's,
like,
stop!
What if his mother was that dark, and that's where his darkness come from?
So you think... Okay, so you're telling me that Gordon does have a dark past, and it blames his mother or father?
Maybe.
Really?
Maybe. You never know. You never know when it comes to this man. He's obviously still have feelings for Barbara, though.
No, he does not.
Yeah, he does.
He will always care and love Barbara, but he's not in love with Barbara. Okay, there's two different things.
I didn't say he was in love with Barbara.
No, but what I'm saying
he
is...
he cares about Barbara.
He does. No, but the way you said it... You're like, and obviously he cares.
Oh, you see, were just reading into that.
No.
You're starting to sound like a woman.
No. You said it like a woman. That's how I picked it up, because I'm a guy. I can see that. Because you think, do you think that if it came down to Barbara pulling the plug and letting her die, or breaking up with Lee and being with Barbara, what do you think Gordon would pick? Come on. No, what would you, in your gut?
Well, in my gut, he's going to go with Lee, but I think Barbara should kill her before that happens.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Lee was a pain in the ass in this episode.
I can't stand her.
Yeah.
Finally, are you coming over to my side?
I mean, I like...
Yeah, she's good looking, but I cannot stand Lee.
Yeah, she was in this episode, and I'm telling you, I'm getting flashbacks of how Lee's acting in this episode is how Barbara was in season one, and
exactly.
Look what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to last. I don't know. I think he's cool with it. He just goes day by day. He, you know, Gordon's Gordon. But this chick here, she's... I don't know about her, man. I don't know. But
she just needs to be like, bye, bye, bye.
Yeah. But I definitely like the assassins. My wife was watching... she wasn't watching Gotham with me because she's not a fan of the show. She's not a fan of anything I watch. But except the Walking Dead. That's the only show that she'll watch with us. But
they still fell in love.
Exactly. Yeah, we did. We did. But did you ever see Romeo and Juliet?
Yes.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
So she was watching it, and she was like, you know what? This Arwaro guy, she kind of reminds me of John Leguizamo's character from Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Did,
I was
right?
Thinking the same thing.
The whole gun thing, the way he was, except John Leguizamo didn't eat people.
God, that was sick. That was sick.
That was some straight Rick Grimes move,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, it was.
Holy crap! He just bit that cop girl. I thought she was gonna make it. I was like, all right, because at first I thought she was dead. I was like, this chick's not gonna make it. This gunfight scene.
Then
is
you
just...
were happy. You were happy that the Academy girl, she was gonna make it, and then boom.
I'd rather have gotten shot than freaking
somebody bite your neck off. Yeah,
yes,
me too.
I would have rather gone out of the guns a blazing over in Theo's office than the way that she, because everybody was beating him down, they couldn't get him off.
No,
and he's just like chowing away. I'm like,
and she's still screaming. So he's obviously there on the side and not in the front.
I would have shot the guy. I'd have been like, right in the back of the head. I'd been like, dude, he's biting.
I know. Why didn't they shoot him instead of just beating him?
Idiots. Do you think that's going to be the last we're going to see Aguado?
I don't know. I hope so. I hope he's dead.
He's a pretty badass character where he would.
I would like to see him and the bald dude, the guy I hate.
Vincent.
Yeah.
Vincent's badass. Yeah, but this Aguado guy was crazy. And did you see the crazy eye in Gordon's eye?
Yeah.
When Alvarez calls and then Lee, little snatch face, has to grab his phone like Barbara used to do. Mm-hmm. And be like, what? And then Gordon's cool. And then all of a sudden, the dark side comes in. You saw it, right? Lee
mm-hmm,
saw it.
I saw it. He should have killed that guy.
Oh, dude, he's going to get him.
He should have pulled that trigger.
He is going to get Eduardo, though. And I think that might be the last we see him. But I guess we'll see what happens with that. But yes, Gordon, everything that Gordon was in, Barnes shared that story. They kind of shed a little light that there really isn't a crossing the line. It's basically about the law. If you're doing the law, you're okay to. So I don't know. I don't know what Barnes is doing. I'm getting mixed signals from him because before it was like, don't do that. And now when he brought up the whole crossing the line, Barnes tells him there is no line. As long as you're doing. That's how I took it. If you're doing right, it's okay to do things.
See, I took it as when he told him that story, he was like, yeah, I used to be just like you. And then this happened.
See, I don't know. People listening in, how did y'all take it? That's what I want to know. I mean, because I took it as like he finally just kind of caved in and it was like, okay, you can do what you got to do as long as there's a line. There's no crossing the line kind of thing. So I don't know. I will see what happens about that. My other notes, Nygma and the Penguin. I have a clip here. All right. This probably, besides the action, there was some serious action in here, but this is probably my favorite part of the entire episode. When Nygma gives his little,
speech?
Yeah, here it is.
Mr. Penguin, for some men, love is a source of strength. But for you and I, it will always be our most crippling weakness.
Move aside. Ed.
We are better off unencumbered.
What did you say?
You said it yourself. Your mother is dead because of your weakness. But what you need to realize is that your weakness was her.
My mother was a saint! The only person who truly cared about me, and now she's gone! And I have nothing left!
A man with nothing that he loves is a man that cannot be bargained. A man that cannot be betrayed. A man who answers to no one but himself. And that is the man that I see before me. A free man.
There's that freaky music.
It's true, though, right?
No, definitely true.
I mean, that speech is true.
That was a good moment right there. And that just kind of lifted Penguin up and was like, it was like a baptism.
Mm-hmm.
It was like he was just reborn. Enigma, right by his side now. I mean, all this stuff that he's doing, you know the Penguin's going to be like, I'm going to owe you big time. And we kind of discussed it before in past recaps, and I'm going to ask you again. Do you think, because I think you said it last time, I think I want to ask you if Nygma is going to cross to the dark side or still work at the GCPD, and you said he was still going to be there. Do you still have the same feeling?
I still think he's going to work there, yeah.
You don't think he's going to, like...
I think that's his cover.
Like, vacation time.
He's already crossed. I don't know what you mean. Is he going to cross? He is crossed. He is dark as can be.
I don't know. I would call him gray. I don't think he's like totally dark on the dark side. He's not a penguin.
Did you not hear what he said when he was holding her glasses?
I don't know. I just think he's. I think he just. He's almost there.
Penguin kills to get stuff done.
Right.
Enigma kills to kill.
That's true.
So let's.
I guess, you know, I guess we'll see. You know, because you said it last week also that you didn't think he was a serial killer. And I was saying kind of he. But after watching this, I don't know. I just, you know, he's only killed three people, you know? So I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. I don't think he's crossed over, you know, because he's still a good, he still works for the, see, I think that if he was a bad guy, it's almost like, well, I guess you got Dexter, you know, Dexter was a serial killer and he worked in forensics. I don't know. I just think that if when he finally does cross over, he's going to leave the GCPD. That's what
no.
I think. See, that's what I think.
I don't think he's going to leave. I think he's going to stay.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens with these two here.
I loved when Enigma gave his riddle.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Penguin was like, yeah, it's blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's quick.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both smart. Good. They're both smart. They're going to be a very good team. Oh, man. It's going to be crazy with these two. And speaking of crazy town, my beautiful Tabitha was in this episode a lot. And
how is she just walking around? They don't have her.
No, she's
in
not a suspect. They don't have anything on her unless she's on the run. Unless she's because that one girl goes said, "I know who you are. You're the sister of the mayor. I mean the formal. I mean the former the ex mayor. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know if she's
but
on the run.
They're sitting there, and he's in jail, and she's sitting across on the glass, and there's a guard sitting there.
I think it's all focused on him. All him.
But, you know, they're sitting there talking about you know, everything they're playing.
Why are you talking? Well, hold on. There's a guard on Tabitha's side. But you're absolutely right, because they weren't on a phone, were they?
No.
I don't know. Maybe the cop in there was deaf, and he was, maybe he was just deaf, and he didn't hear. But you're right. They weren't on a phone. They were talking on a speaker, and he was mm-hmm. saying the big plan. There was a guard there. Ooh, a little blooper
see,
there.
See, they didn't.
Oh, shut up. Don't tell me that's going to ruin the episode for you.
No, it's not going to ruin the episode. I still give this episode a 10.
Either way, Theo, I do have a question for you and also the Gothamites out there listening. When Theo says, if you mess with anything, this plan ever again, I swear to God, I'm going to cut your throat. Do you think, because you saw her face, do you think she was like, bitch, please? Do you think she was pissed? Or do you think like, holy crap, he will cut my throat? Do you think, is she scared or pissed?
I think she's pissed.
That's what I took. Because Tabitha, she don't play.
She should kill him before he kills her.
See, I don't know. I think when it came down to throwing down, I think Tabitha could take out Theo. That's what I think.
You think so?
I think so. I think she's more skilled at killing than he is. That's what I think.
I don't know.
You know, so I don't know. I took it as she was pissed. Like, how dare you say this to me? And honestly, she was trying to get her brother out and to kill Gordon. I mean, but he's got a big master plan, and the evil monks have arrived. At the end of the episode, Father Creon, I think, or whatever his name is.
Those weren't monks. Those were ninjas.
Those were not ninjas. Those were ninja monks.
Ninja monks. That's what they were.
Are you calling them ninjas because one of the guys was Asian?
No,
that's
did you
very
see the
racist.
Swords? They said all those swords they had.
They had daggers.
Knives?
They had little knives. There were daggers. There were monks with knives. Ninjas. That was very racial. I just want to tell you that. We just probably lost all our Asian.
You know what?
We just lost all our Asian. What? Asian rednecks?
That's what I call my nephew. He's an Asian redneck.
Oh, my God. This is so weird. Okay, yes. The monks have arrived. They're not ninjas. It's a group of different nationalities, okay? Just because the main guy was Asian doesn't mean they're all ninjas.
They're ninjas.
They're not ninjas. They have little
Did
daggers.
Did you see them attack that guy? They were ninjas.
Ninjas are a lot cooler when they kill. These guys, it was like Brutus. It was like Julius Caesar. It was like, you know, they just stuck them like American Me. It was like more of a prison move than anything. But they kill the doc guard, and all hell's about to break loose, you know.
I'm excited if they're gonna fill the holes up, and then give us more cliffhangers, or are they just gonna keep us alert on everything?
I don't know, because I'm still trying to put my finger on these monks, because these monks just killed just out in the open. They're not even sneak attack,
mm-mm.
which makes them not ninjas. They just killed this dude. Like, they're just like, they just walk up on him and stick, 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 and then he's keep walking. So I don't know how they're, this is supposed to be some kind of master plan of getting Bruce, because they're just going to kill everybody in their path, and it's going to be an easily, they're going to be found easily. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
I mean, they could just get rid of the body.
This Father Creon, he's an idiot. I don't like this guy. He needs to die already. But I know next week it's going to be insane. Theo, I think Theo gets out. I got the clip to show before we end the show, but it's going to be insane. We got two episodes, and then the fall finale, mid-season.
So wait,
finale,
we have two episodes left?
Yes. The Son of Gotham, and then Worse Than a Crime. So we got next Monday night, and then the Monday after that, November 30th, and that's the last. Monday after Thanksgiving. And then we got
and
fall.
Then we'll be back in 2016.
Is that what it is? We got to wait till January come back?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ. I hate the long wait.
Hopefully they give us January and they don't make us wait until February.
That would suck balls. That's what we got to do for The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead ends this month, and then it doesn't come back until February 14th on Valentine's Day. It hurts my stomach when I talk about stuff like that. So you give this episode a what, a 10?
10.
Wow. I'm trying to see. I'm looking at my notes here.
Good episode.
This was a great episode.
I would have given it 11 if Lynn would have died.
No. Lee's not going to die.
Lee.
You don't even know her name. Show some respect.
She's not relevant. I don't need to know her name.
So you give it a 10. I give it a 10. We both love this episode. The episodes just get bigger, better, and bigger and better. And these next two episodes, I have a feeling, are going to be insane. Do you think we're going to get an insane episode next week, and then the finale is going to be like, holy shit balls? Or do you think we're going to get like two crazy episodes?
Two crazy episodes, hopefully.
That's what I'm thinking, man, because the commercial looks insane.
I mean, Gotham normally doesn't let us down like some other shows on Fox.
Whoa, quit talking about Sleepy Hollow. Why are you ragging on Sleepy Hollow?
I wasn't ragging. I said some other shows on Fox.
Wow.
You're the one that said Sleepy Hollow.
All right. I don't think we have anything to worry about that. Okay, Amy McCracken?
Yes.
All right. So for everybody that wants to watch clips, some of the stuff I got, all the clips that you heard, I got off a YouTube channel, Gotham's YouTube channel. You can check that out. Plus fox.com/Gotham as well. You can see watch full episodes and clips and interviews and all that good stuff. So and I think that's it. Right?
Yeah.
10 and 10.
Nothing else to say.
10 and 10 from you and I. We both love this episode, and you hate Lee even more.
Yes.
Cool. Got it. I do have a shout out. I do have a new Twitter friend that we were tweeting last night during the episode. Her name is Cheryl Muir. I hope I said her last name right. She's from Vancouver.
Oh, I love Vancouver.
I do too. And this has nothing to do with Cheryl. But when I was in the Navy a long time ago, Amy, we went to Vancouver. And we were walking the streets. We were going from club to club. And I have to admit, Vancouver, Canada had I don't know how they are now. But back then, some of the hottest prostitutes that I saw on the streets ever. Crazy.
They got some scary ones, too.
See, I know. We were walking with some Canadian people that we met, and we were like, who are those girls? And they're like, dude, don't talk to them. We were like, why? They're like, the prostitutes. I was like, what? These girls are beautiful. But I didn't see any scary ones. I don't know how they are now, and this has nothing to do with Cheryl. So, Cheryl, but if you could confirm, Cheryl, I would like to know if it's...
Seriously?
Well, I just want to know, like, if she's ever out, and then she's like, oh, like, if I visited, would she be like, yeah, you know, I just want to know if it's still...
I'm telling Lisa.
Whatever. It's nothing wrong to find out if they're still hot or not.
But, you know, you said, you know, if I ever visit again, blah, blah, blah.
I would like to know. It's research.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Research.
That's what we call it. Research. All right, people, we're done for this Gotham recap show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the retweets, all that good stuff. Shout outs to the Gotham Addicts. Also, Gotham, oh my God, my mind just went blank. Gotham Podcast Show. My guy's from Ireland, Dublin, Ireland. You're supposed to help me here.
You can't even say it right.
So I can.
To help you.
They're on Twitter. If you're a fan, also they go by. I got it right here. Gotham TV Podcast. Yes. Check them out on Twitter. The unofficial podcast about the Gotham
TV Gotham Addicts.
And Gotham Addicts, of course. They're from Dublin, Ireland. But you can check out the website, GothamTVPodcast.com. So check that out. And speaking of websites, Amy, let everybody know how they can find you.
VarietyRadioOnline.com. We have everything you need to know about us right there on our website.
Sweet. So check that out right there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, and that is me. iWatchMike on Facebook, and of course, my blog, iWatchMike.com. So that is it. We'll be back next week to talk more Gotham, and the episode is going to be called, let me look at my notes here, The Son of Gotham, and here's how everything's going to go down.
I hereby order Theo Gallivan released.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever Gallivan is planning, it's going down today.
Stop it.
Goodbye, James. I couldn't have done it without you.
Gotham, all new next Monday on Fox. Oh, yeah.
Uh-uh.